Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. The first order of business will be this evening's agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda at this time? Madam Secretary?
No.
Any member? Hearing none?
Make a motion to approve the agenda as circulating.
Second.
Have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve this evening's agenda as circulated. All those in favor of the motion, give a usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carried. Next will be the approval of the minutes of our last regular meeting.
Mr. Chairman, since we just received their minutes, I would like to take a look at them and put this on the agenda for next.
Okay, that was second to that motion?
Second.
Have a motion by Mr. Hudson with a second by Mr. Mills that we put our last regular meeting's minutes for approval on our next regular meeting, which will be January the 22nd. All those in favor of the motion, give a usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carried. Mr. Burrow?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the time and place for the conduct of public hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are 15 hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion, those hearings will be conducted as follows. The application will be announced, and the applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The board may ask questions of the applicant as well as any witness. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. Once the testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case is either voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening and view deliberations at the end of the agenda, or you may call the board's office in the morning for the result. And for the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a pager or a cell phone, we would ask that you turn that off for the duration of the meeting.
Case number 9728, E. Brent and Bonnie Workman, west of Road 583, 750 feet north of Road 34, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Mr. Workman?
State your full name and address.
Bonnie C. Workman, 15376 Adams Road, Bridgeville, Delaware.
Place your right hand. Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
I do.
It's in the back. Move, go to the back. 9728.
Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am.
How are you? I'm here to explain our request as to a variance for the placement of a manure shed. What makes this case unique is the narrowness of the lot on which the proposed manure shed is to be built. This proposed variance is necessary so that we can make reasonable use of our property. The shed is needed in order to store manure for the composting of birds. This was not created by the applicant. This area where we wish to build the manure shed is the only possible location. It's located adjacent to the poultry houses, which would enable us to transport manure from the ends of the houses to the shed in a timely manner. The character of the neighborhood is not altered. The new building will not alter the area, as it is a farming community with several manure sheds already present in that area. The minimum requirement variance means that we will afford relief in order to build the manure shed in the appropriate setting. The only other possible places would be in our pasture or in the front of our tenant house. Thank you.
You're certainly welcome.
The manure sheds are something that DENREC is
kind of
requiring of,
very
of
much
poultry
so.
Farmers. Is
very much so.
Thank you.
And it's done in conjunction with the agricultural, National Agriculture Company.
I believe it is part of a nutrient management plan?
It is part of a nutrient management plan. We do have the compost shed, but the manure shed is something where you have to store the manure itself, which is a vital part of composting.
Okay, are there any other questions from members of the board?
No, sir.
Mr. Whitman? Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions from the board? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 9728. After looking at the shape of the land, I don't see where there's much other opportunity to place it elsewhere.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe with a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 9728. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, ma'am.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Case number 9717, Edward